This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This DPHRO and Rothenberg.
The final dogs get counted up. Joey Chestnut unofficially. 63 hot dogs and bun.
I think seven dogs in one sitting is solid.
Yeah,
I don't think you could do seven.
Dave's had way more than seven at the same time.
That's like you go get a few beers. You guys want to get some hot dogs? Sure, I'll have seven. That's what it is.
I'll have seven. Two at a time.
Grace Papaya? Come on. I'm juggling those babies.
Right at like Grace Papaya.
Like he's skiing.
Down the slopes with Grace Papaya.
This DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Bun or no bun?
No bun. Doesn't even chew.
I love the bun.
Straight down the hatch.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I gotta be honest. I like this song too. How could you not like this song?
I think we understand what your wheelhouse is.
I like classic rock. And Santiago plays some offbeat music sometimes, and it's very disconcerting. You don't like...
I'm trying to broaden your horizons a little bit.
I'm going to be 50. I don't need to broaden my horizons. I am who I am.
That's a big birthday coming up. Big birthday.
Big birthday.
Oh, big birthday.
You think we can get together for the birthday?
If I'm invited, yeah, I'd love to.
No. Not invited. I want to do something with you guys for my birthday.
Oh, okay, let's do it. Vegas?
I'm not allowed.
Atlantic City?
That's Vegas light. I'm not allowed to go to a gambling establishment.
The neighborhood.
You're not
fair?
Allowed now.
As if we say the city. As if we say New York City, we don't end up in some kind of seedy gambling establishment.
I can just see Dave at the county fair and Sherry just watching over, making sure he's not betting more than a dollar.
There's gambling at the fair?
There could be.
What kind of fair
I'm
do you
sure
go
you
to?
Could find it.
Like a back poker room gambling
yes,
at the fair?
Behind the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, you're like a... Like a truffle-sniffing pig with gambling.
Playing 4, 5, 6 behind the wheel.
He's fine. You'd find
like a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them if you want.
I've seen a lot of money change hands playing AC Deucey, boy. Lots of money.
When are you starting story time with Rick?
That's not happening. I told the story. I actually told a good story with Gordon, I think.
What was that story?
RJ, what story was that? Was that the did I tell you the colonoscopy story?
I didn't know you had a colonoscopy story.
That was Gordon. I told the colonoscopy
story. I don't know.
That was Gordon.
What's the call? Oh, so, by the way, my colonoscopy has been pushed back.
Good.
It's supposed to be this Friday. It's going to be now in August.
Yeah, I would take your time with that.
Rain delay.
No, I have to get it. I could have polyps. The last thing you want me to do is to call you after me like, listen, I've got major colon polyps.
I know. That's why I don't like you pushing it back.
Yeah, well, I have to.
I would get it tomorrow.
What's the colonoscopy story? What is the colonoscopy
story? No, so I'm surprised I actually told Gordon the story. I was too good to hold back, and I had the freedom to tell the story. So, you know, my dad listens to the show every morning, right?
Oh, he told you, like the guy told him where he works?
Yes.
Yeah, you told me
this
story.
I knew I told you that.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah. I can't even blame you because I said I didn't know it. But yes, you told me that story.
See, RJ, further proof, he does not listen.
I do listen. I just forgot the specific story. They don't listen. They said you told Gordon.
Yeah, they don't remember. That whole last week was a blur.
You didn't like it, did you?
No, I loved it. It happened fast.
Really?
Shows are flying by. We had laughs.
Okay.
TikTok.
So what's that? What's the TikTok?
Try to guess of the three of us, because all three of us had to play.
Uh-huh.
Who were the
worst? You
say
had
worst?
To play like it was a punishment, but go ahead.
No, we all played. Like, we all got the options, and then we each played.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think was the worst of the three of us?
Raymond.
Yeah. It was too much.
Ray, were you terrible?
Awful.
Were you really?
Much. Oh, yeah. No problem admitting it.
it was too much for him.
It was too much?
Yeah.
I have a fun game tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have a fun game for tomorrow.
No, can you give us some, like a snippet of what it is?
No.
Great.
You'll find out at 6:45 tomorrow. I have replaced Stump Rothenberg with this new game. I will tell you this. It's a game you're familiar with, and I promise you, as a kid, watched, and I guarantee you, if I said who has ever hosted this game, you can name at least two hosts of the game.
Family Feud.
I'm not giving you any more than that.
Family Feud.
That's all I'm saying.
It's what it is.
You think so?
It's the Family Feud.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
It's not, though. I can tell by your face.
All I'm saying is you know the host.
Listen, you're talking this thing up. So
it's going to be fun.
But people are missing out on Stump Rothenberg, so it better be damn good.
I think it's going to be highly, highly entertaining. Now, DiPietro and Rothenberg presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. So let's get into the Knicks a little bit. I wasn't here for this. I'm sure that you had a lot of reaction. 1-800-919-3776. Here's my take. I'm not opposed to Jalen Brunson. He's probably the best point guard you've had in a long time. Everyone, $100 million. That's within reason of what a starting good point guard in this league gets. So I don't have a problem with that. What upsets me this whole thing is everyone you had to clear out cap space-wise, Kemba Walker, then you have to trade Alec Burks, then you have to trade who else? They trade somebody else.
Nerlens Noel.
These are all guys that you saw. Like, you're Leon Rose. You wanted these guys and signed these guys, and now you have to deal them just to have room to be able to bring in the new guys you want. What are the Knicks? Listen, the Knicks are probably still in a similar range to what they were. They're clearly not an upper echelon team in the Eastern Conference. I think that they have a legitimate point guard who should make others around them better. You bring Mitchell Robinson back, and I still have health concerns with him. But overall, I'm not going to kill the Knicks for this move. I think it's a horrible move.
No, I mean, you can't. I mean, we talked about this before the draft. Number one we wanted, if you could make it happen, was Jaden Ivey. That
correct.
Didn't happen. Then you said number two was going to be Jalen Brunson.
I tell you what, I like him better than Brogdon.
Well, of course you do. And listen, Brogdon's a good fit for the Celtics. He's exactly what they needed. So good for him, good for the Celtics. But the reality of this, and I said this to Gordon last week, forget the money. Right? I mean, this is what happens when you start dabbling in free agency. You're going to have to overpay a little bit. And still, I mean, he's like, he's the 14th ranked point guard with the money he's making.
Correct.
So it's not crazy money. Okay? As far as your point is cleaning up his own mess, at least they realized that they had a mess. Like, it was pretty evident. Like, this didn't work.
When I know you're getting into a mess, then it's kind of embarrassing that
yes.
they get, like Kemba Walker was just a terrible yeah. signing. The guy's not able to play.
No, and it didn't feel like that your coach was on board with it anyway.
And then Nerlens Noel, I mean, this is a guy you want to give legitimate money to? I mean, so you're right. They recognize their mistake, but making the mistake in the first place, you saw that coming down the road. That was
yes.
These were obvious mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, because it felt like a move that was, I'm blanking for the word that I'm trying to use. But it was not, it felt like you were, because you had no point guard. It was a good story.
Desperation?
It was a desperate move, exactly right.
Yes.
It was a good story, Kemba Walker coming back. But everyone could see that Kemba Walker was.
Well, Kemba Walker, he's not healthy.
No, he's got a knee condition.
So because you give him a change of scenery, it doesn't mean the knee's going to regenerate.
No, it's a condition, too. It's not an injury. He's got a knee condition. It's a problem. He's close to the end. But as far as Jalen Brunson is concerned, Julius Randle's going to have to buy in. That's going to be priority number one. He's going to have to buy in. The other thing is we spent all this time, can we get KD? Can we get, KD and Kyrie? Can we trade for Donovan Mitchell? The reality is that that hasn't happened for us. So the only way to take us to that next level, it's not going to be Jalen Brunson that takes us to that next level. It's going to be developing our own all-star, turning someone on our team into a star. And the one person you would point to on our team that has the potential to maybe do that
is RJ.
Is that it? That's it. So if Jalen Brunson can help facilitate that, then that's money well spent.
Well, yeah, you have to like the prospects more this coming season than you have in the past.
Of course.
They haven't had a point guard. So now at least, right? I mean, RJ Barrett has shown that he's a pretty good player in this league. Sans point guard. So if Brunson is able to, and he doesn't have to be great, if Brunson is good, you got to figure you're going to get a better version of RJ Barrett than you've seen over his first couple of years here with the Knicks.
Yeah, and I think if Julius Randle buys in, you'll get a better version of him. Ball won't be in his hands nearly as much.
But your big word with him is if.
Like if.
Again, I don't know because I don't get him. I don't understand what makes him tick. And I thought he was foolproof here in New York, and now I don't feel that way anymore.
Well, no, how could you after what happened last season? And then I think Mitchell Robinson offensively should be better because they have a legitimate point guard.
And I worry about him with health.
We had Isol on last week. And, I mean, he had nothing but great things to say about Jalen Brunson.
Really?
Opposite of Kyrie, shows up to work, he's a leader, all he does is win. Like, just nothing nothing but good things to say.
I saw you got. Was this like a cover the host kind of thing? You guys were very guest intensive last week.
Very
right?
heavy guests. Yeah, very heavy guests.
Well, RJ, what was the rationale behind that? Like, were they struggling for content? You said we need guests, or
I thought there were some people out there that could add to what we were doing.
No, here's the thing though. Mike Tannenbaum actually, RJ didn't have to call Mike T. Mike T picked up the phone and called RJ and said, "I'd like to come on."
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Our guests are now calling us because they would like to be on the show.
That's where the show was at, yeah.
And now, I mean, there were. I'll go back and grab it to prove it. There were things said by Mike T that he, you know, about the preference of hosts last week.
Lots of things said.
And who defended me?
Nobody. How could we? I mean, he made some very salient points.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this. He's listening to the show. He hears Gordon. He says, "Let me call in." He calls in. Take shots at me, and not one of my guys comes to my defense. Is that accurate assessment?
Oh, I think you've turned off so many people. I mean, you just got back. You've attacked Santiago the entire show.
I didn't attack Ray at all. All I said is his music selection was not the best.
You don't listen to RJ.
I listen to RJ beautifully.
Well, no, he told you the bullpen's not involved, and you refused. I mean,
well, because I can't understand that, because that makes no sense to me.
What was part of the question?
Well, it's not the best question.
You're forecasting what's going to happen. We don't know.
And
what's
I've done nothing to Mike Tannenbaum to make him call and take shots at me.
This is what he did, though.
You're
he
the one that makes fun of his flatulence issue all the time.
I
not
didn't
me.
Make fun of it. I pointed out that he might have farted. That's
they had 35 runs, 31. Excuse me, 35 runs, 33 passes.
All right, you know what? So RJ so quickly has gathered and garnered the audio of Mike T taking shots at me. Here he is.
What a wonderful performance today. I don't know what it was about it, but you knocked it out of the park, my friend.
Yeah, and I got to say, like, it just feels really special, unique, and dynastic. So I can't put my finger on it either, Gordon, but, like, I just feel like the best is yet to come for the show.
I think he meant dynamic, probably.
Maybe the show was a dynasty.
Yeah, maybe that's where we were headed.
I feel like he meant dynasty.
You think so?
I think he meant
dynamic. He got jumbled up in words. He doesn't have command of the language like others do.
Oh, see, this is what happens.
Is what it is.
You put him up against the wall. He's taking shots at everybody.
You know what? And I'll do it again. Well, I don't understand. I go on vacation and it's now all of a sudden I'm lazy. Now all of a sudden Gordon's a better host. Then you know what? Have Gordon. Take Gordon. I'll do nights.
Listen, Gordon's watching all the sports. He's dialed in.
He watches nothing. I'm going to be doing afternoon drive in Tel Aviv next week. He watches nothing.
He's taking notes. He's going through TikTok all day, every day.
I'm sure. I'm sitting there yesterday, like, you know, I better pay some semblance of attention to the hot dog eating contest because I know you're going to want to get into it. And I do that for you, not for me, for you.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm dialed in on Penis Thin and then Titsy Poss and everybody else for you. This is what I do for you. What? Did you know? By the way, did you know there's more trees? There's more trees than stars? How about that?
I did not know that.
Then now you know. Did you also know? RJ, tell him the Bozo thing that we
Bozo?
Oh, who owns Bozo the Clown's rights and is going to like recreate the family across the world? Some actor. Who is it? I forgot.
An actor? Has a sister. Has a famous
it's a
sister.
It's a well-known brother-sister actor.
Has a famous sister.
It's a well-known brother-sister combination?
Yep.
Andrade Idolo.
No, not the Diolo.
Very
popular show she was in.
Betts and Stennett.
Very popular show.
The one of Arquettes? The most popular.
Yes.
Really?
David Arquette. Why am I pretending in my head that David Arquette is related to Courtney Cox or something?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
His
sister's Patricia Arquette. His wife was Courtney Cox.
I know, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's a terrible job.
They were married.
All right.
Damn it.
They were married for a few minutes, yes. She still looks good, by the way.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah, she really does. All right, so that's fine. Mike Tannenbaum can take shots at me. Go. And you guys
you like the Jalen Brunson edition or not?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I think I do too.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I was elbows deep in projectile vomit yesterday.
Listen. Who was vomiting yesterday?
A Milo.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Yeah, we're at this beautiful house, beautiful
party.
Did
he overeat, or is he actually sick?
Well, no. They had ice cream. An ice cream truck showed up. So the first...
How much ice cream did you let him get?
Well, I thought I let him get one, but apparently he snuck off and got another one. And then he comes to us and says... And he's usually like... He's like me. Like, he only likes to go the bathroom at home. So, like, if he... Like, he's got his routine. He has his bike. He goes in, has his books. Like, it's...
He has his books? Like, he brings a collection of books into the bathroom?
Yeah, he rifles through a couple books. And then...
How long is he on the toilet for?
Well, it's not... He's not reading the entire book. This is not a Don LaGreca situation. Like, he gets... He's got the attention span of a gnat. So it's like, he'll look at the one, look at the other one. Okay, he's done. So just out of nowhere, he's like... And it's hot, and he's running around, and he's crazy. And he comes up to us and says, oh, I really have to go to the bathroom. I was like, seriously? You're going to go to the bathroom here? He's like, yeah, Dad, I really have to go to the bathroom. So first bathroom we go to, there's someone in the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, let's go to this other bathroom. And... Just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he stops and decides he wants to just projectile vomit.
No, I don't think he wants to. He had no choice but to. But here's now you're at a friend's house.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And your son has vomited all over the walls.
No, like oh yeah, floor. Oh. And it splashed and it smelt.
Oh,
terrible.
Now who has to get down on hands and knees clean that? You did.
I did. Yeah, I cleaned it up. Cass came and helped. Because
so you're not going to be invited back there anytime soon.
Well, you can't even tell it happened now. Like it was.
Yeah, but they know what happened.
Yeah, well, because
and it's bad enough when you vomit in your own house on your own floors, but when somebody else vomits on your floors, you probably should cease this friendship.
Well, how about this one? So he pukes like this is like four big like just vomit like everything.
So this is like a Stand By Me kind of situation.
Yeah, then he looks at me and goes, "I think I'm good now." I'm like, "Oh, good. Are you sure?"
So did he just go run out and play?
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, why did you say you need to go to the bathroom? Were you just outside? Like, if you needed to puke, just say, hey,
he knew.
Well, I think he knew. This is how he felt, like he was going to puke.
He just couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I'm like, you're outside. We could have just, I could have taken you over. You could have puked in the grass. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Oh, those poor people.
All over his feet. Oh. He to throw the sock. It was just...
Oh. That's terrific. DiPietro Rothenberg in the really a fancy version of it today, presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, the Knicks fans are all lined up. They want to talk, and let's provide that to them. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. I hope you had a good week off. We missed you. Good morning,
Thank
Rick
you.
As well.
Cullum, did we really miss him that much, though?
Cullum, you know what? Let me ask you. Did you miss me?
I missed you.
Thank you.
And I know the company missed you.
Thank you, Cullum. Thank you. You see that, Rick? Cullum
missed me. This is what we need to do. Let's build up his ego to the point now where he leaves the show, and it'll be all your fault, Cullum.
Why would I leave?
Oh, my God.
Because you're a big star.
I'm going to nominate you for the Player Haters Ball.
I'm letting you know what's going to happen. His contract is up end of August. And what's going to happen, he's going to come to the table, he's going to say, you know, the company, Cullum, everyone, they all love me, I want more money, I want extra weeks off. Another company's going to show up and woo him.
Another company?
Yeah, there's all these places throwing around cash, they see you, you're a big star now, and then we could lose him.
Oh my.
This is what I'm afraid of.
All right, well, Cullum, I missed you as well. What do you got with the Knicks today?
All right. So I heard what you said before the signing, and now you said it after. You do like the Brunson deal. With Brunson, I think it's a phenomenal move. It makes every single player on the team better. It's going to get the ball out of Julius Randle's hands. It's going to help the young players with blockchain, stuff like that. They're going to play better with a point guard that's going to allow them to have the space and allow them to get into an offense easier. He averaged 20-7 without Luka, and he showed out in the playoffs. He's going to get better. And, yeah, it's the 14th highest deal for a point guard. By the time he ends that deal, it's going to be like the 22nd or 23rd highest paid deal. Other people are going to get paid. I like what they did with Robinson. I think the only move left to make right now is if they don't make any moves, I'm fine with it. I want to see the young players that are on the team make those rotational spots. I don't want them to add anybody else. But if they can get rid of Fournier somehow, maybe package one of those.
Call them realistically. How in the world are you going to get rid of Evan Fournier?
You have all the picks. You'd have to
package. So another time I need to package my commodities to get rid of a signing that I should never have made in the first place.
Hey, it happens. I get that. I get that you're mad.
It seems to happen an awful lot with this regime.
The fact that they've made the mistakes. They're not verbally acknowledging it, but they're acknowledging it with the moves that they're making. They're trying to fix them. In the past, at other teams like that, they've made mistakes, and they either try to dive deeper into the mistakes or they don't correct them. This organization is trying to correct them. It's different Knicks than what I've seen my entire lifetime, and I'm 28, and I've seen a lot of bad Knicks.
Boy, thanks for the call, Colin. We are really beaten up, huh? If we are,
yes.
But we've made bad moves. But now we're admitting to making the bad moves, and that's better than what we've done in the past.
Well, you know what's amazing?
The bar is so low.
Yeah, it's so low. But what's amazing, though, is you can kind of point to the one mistake that sets off the chain of more mistakes. You know what I mean? Like, there's that one glaring mistake that now sets off this whole, you know, decision after decision that turns out to be mistakes on top of it. Like, the first mistake he made was not drafting Halliburton. That was the mistake.
Huge mistake. And then you didn't trade for him.
Well, yeah, but then now it sets off this whole chain reaction of, okay, now we still have no point guard, so let's go sign Kemba. And let's bring in Kemba and Fournier for our, you know, to be our back, our answer.
So
in
Kemba,
the
Fournier, Nerlens Noel, we have to ship this guy off and add picks, this guy off and add picks, and this guy, there's no way we can even get rid of him.
At least Fournier can shoot.
He can shoot, but I mean,
he can't defend. But I mean, he can shoot.
Yeah, he's had issues with eating bad food as well.
Bad steak. Yeah,
yeah.
Jet lag.
Steak, that'll ruin you.
And jet lag is real.
Jet lag is absolutely real.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The last time the four of us are together until well into August is tomorrow's show?
Yeah.
That seems very heartbreaking.
It's tough.
Yeah. You got Raymond going on. He's going to hedonism. When are you going, tomorrow or Thursday morning?
Thursday morning.
So he's going to hedonism in the
Make
DR.
Sure you pack some protection, Raymond.
Of course.
Yep.
Goes without saying.
It gets very sunny in the Dominican Republic.
Very
much
sunny.
Closer to the equator, so.
This is what happens. Block. Just a reminder, just a pleasant reminder.
Do they have like Dominican Tinder, right, for you? Down there?
I think it's just Tinder, Dave.
Just Tinder.
Yeah.
they don't have it. It's not like you don't put in the country you're in. You just
I think he probably
Tinder.
Has his location in his phone.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's all located, yeah.
But you
can be
know
completely
kind of
naked and do whatever
with.
You want.
He's working with this old banged up phone. It's a disaster.
This is what I was told. So New Jersey Ray uses a stinky droid. When he goes down to the Dominican Republic,
does he buy like a disposable phone?
No, he brings out the fancy iPhone.
Is that right?
A burner iPhone.
Like he gets into the airport in the DR and he opens up the packaging. He's like,
yes,
it's right there. You're the stinky droid guy.
It's right there with my passport. Yeah,
I can be me now. I can be me.
That and Raymond is home.
This is what he does.
He's got Abuela's 90th birthday down there.
Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
I got, you should see my chickens.
You spending time on the farm down in the DR?
I just told you that's where I'm going to be. This is my grandmother's home is a farm.
Is she up at, like, is she like Buster up at 5 in the morning, like milking the cows and stuff?
Well, we don't have cows.
No
chickens?
We have some chickens.
What do you do with the chickens? You kill them? You eat them?
What do you think?
You eat them.
They lay eggs. And sometimes the chicken has to make a sacrifice. They got,
how do you
they
kill
got
it? What do you mean the chicken has to make? You're killing chickens.
What do you think chickens are for?
You're chickens, though.
It's a great story trending on Twitter right now. Listen, chickens die every day.
But you got to kill it, though.
Have you ever murdered a chicken?
No, I've never had to, but I've seen it happen. Rick, we're going to ignore that.
From 9 miles away.
I've seen them be killed. I've seen them be plucked.
And it doesn't bother you?
I mean, I was very young at the time.
I thought you're a humanitarian, no?
Me?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
No. So you would just rip this thing to shreds and then just eat it for dinner.
Again, I wasn't the one doing the work. Maybe that changes this time. Maybe I have to be the guy who has to do the dirty work. If I do, I'll let you know.
Please.
Maybe you ask for a Cowboy Super Bowl while you do it, though, and then sacrifice the chicken.
That's Pedro Serrano style?
Yeah, that's not going to work. Now, RJ, you're going to reach out to Raymond when he's on vacation?
Do we want to call him?
We could call him.
We could cold call him if you want.
It could be coming.
What's the time difference there in the DR?
Actually, I think it's an hour ahead.
Hour ahead.
So he'll be in the future.
So you're going to have actually morning drive. You're going to 6 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get rolling here. When we
more or less.
Listen, you just say he's going to be in the future.
that just registered, huh? Yeah. Speaking of being in the future.
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, if the reception works out there, you could try.
We'll try.
Why don't you give us the home number just so we have it?
There is no home number. There's never been a home number.
There's no landline?
No. There's never been.
No, they take
cups
telegram? And string, and they call their neighbors. That's how they do it.
Use like one of Buster's pigeons? Like, how do we get, I don't understand. Cell phones?
So before the cell phone, how did they make contact with other people?
They would go into town, I guess.
Into town.
How nice is that? No phone?
How far is town?
It's a decent drive.
Wow.
Yeah. Full disclosure, to get to where my family's from, you have to go up a mountain.
Up a mountain?
Yep.
Aren't the roads very dangerous in the Dominican Republic?
Oh, yes. I recall there's a very dangerous turn heading up there where there's a literal hole in the road, and you will fall if you are not watching your step.
Wow. So all right, let's get back to the calls.
Is what you're saying. This could be it. Tomorrow could be it with Sam.
You know, Ray, just for the record, I want you to know how I feel about you. I think you're the best.
You've made very clear how you feel about me throughout this show.
I want it out there in the public today. God forbid anything happens to you on these roads or this trip or this flight or anything like that. I think you're great. I really mean that sincerely. You do a great job on the show. You're a good person. You're a nice guy. You do great work with the Rangers and the Knicks. So thank you for everything. If in fact what Rick thinks will happen does happen on this journey.
I think I'll be okay.
Dominican Republic.
I think I will be okay.
Love you, Raymond. Love you.
Yeah.
So you know. Love you.
RJ, you want to say something?
This seems like a weird conscience.
It's like an early funeral. It's like Kurt.
First of all, I am going to be here tomorrow. So it's I don't know why
we'll
you're
do
saying
it again. We'll
now.
Do it again tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll do it again
tomorrow. I can't believe you're leaving your nice, new, beautiful condo, your two-bedroom condo.
I'll make sure it's nice and locked up. It'll be fine.
Turn the air conditioning off before you go?
No, I'm going to have the air conditioning running the entire time that I'm gone.
How many bedrooms in that condo?
One and a half.
What the hell is a half a bedroom?
Because it's technically not a bedroom; it's a den.
RJ,
but it could
sleep
be.
Over.
It could be one if I needed it.
You could put RJ right in the drawers,
yep, right in the half bed.
There it is.
How many bedrooms? One and a half.
What is that? Have you ever heard that? No. He's like a realtor. He's making
I'm
it up.
I'm not a realtor.
You're like a realtor on the side job. You're a realtor.
Why not make the kid?
I've never heard of half a bedroom. Half a bathroom, yes. Half a bedroom, no.
Now, why not say two and a half? You can make the kitchen. You can put a bed in the kitchen if you want.
Listen, any room is a bedroom if you try hard.
The hall can also be a bedroom, no?
This closet? Look at the space in this closet.
It's a palatial for
RJ. I've got a very spacious closet, though, so you could. If you wanted to, you could.
The thing that I can't get over is that you have a special saltwater pool.
What's wrong about that?
That's really bougie to the next level.
You're calling me bougie.
Yes.
That's nice on the skin, though.
I don't have a pool.
You live in your own personal cul-de-sac.
Not my own personal. We share the cul-de-sac with other families.
Yeah, two other families, and you get double plowed.
Don't bring me into the fact that he has a fancy pool.
Oh, by the way, Santa, give me breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Breaking news.
What do we got?
Big news! Jazz hands!
Guess who my wife talked to the other day.
Carol
Sal Romano.
Guess who Cassie talked to the other day?
Carol Alt.
No, not Carol Alt.
What, all right. I want a few guesses. Hang on.
What about the conversation we just had? Would lead you to believe Carol Alt was the answer?
No, I thought it was a good guess. All right, so what were we just talking about? Raymond going to the DR and having a saltwater pool. Is it a man?
It's a man.
It's a man. Is it an actor?
No.
Okay. Is it a musician?
No.
Is it a famous person?
No.
It's not a famous man?
No. We just mentioned cul-de-sac, which jogs.
Oh, the man who walks in a suit.
Yeah, correct.
She talked to that?
Oh, she talked to him. I guess it was good.
He's a lives normal here. Guy?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Lives here with his wife.
He's not a murderer.
Yeah. He didn't.
Wait, how long have you guys lived in this home?
A while.
How long has he lived in this home?
Oh, pretty much the entire time we've been here.
And it's the first time you've talked to him?
Well, he walks very early in the morning, though.
But walking aside, he lives next door to you.
Listen, I understand that. But would you be like knocking down the door to go approach someone that exercises in a suit?
No.
Unless that was like his job.
So who was the one to start the conversation? Did she see him and say, hey, how are you?
No, I think during his walk, he approached her. Because Cassie had gone out early for a walk, and she ran into him. And they started, I guess he's very nice.
Very nice man. Did she ask the question everybody wants the answer to?
No. No. She let me down. Next time. She said she feels comfortable now, maybe asking next time.
Why, sir, do you walk every morning in a full suit?
In a full suit, yeah. That's the next question.
And dress shoes, too?
Dress shoes, yep.
I mean, it can't feel good on his feet.
No, unless you're training your feet for something. But he's past that. I think he's retired.
Well, good for him. All right. Well, so now we've had a friendship with that strange man that lives on the block. Good.
We feel safer, yeah.
Good. Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And, boy, I tell you, man, I just want to have a little fun here. Man, oh, man, I was very disappointed in Mike T, and I love the guy. But, man, he was taking shots at you. I mean, you got to do that face-to-face. You can't do that when somebody's not in the present. You know, I think the next time you have him on the air, you got to air your grievances. They got to go. You got to go mano a mano with him. That's no good. And even some callers, it's very easy to take shots at people. You got to tell people right to their face.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's cowardly, Ira. It's what it is. Yeah. It's cowardly at Tenenbaum. It's cowardly at callers. And if Rick partook in any of this, RJ Raymond, any of them, it's cowardly on their part as well. And you know what? I'm going to ask you this, Ira, and you can be truthful. You and I have a great friendship, right?
Absolutely.
Do you think the show was better when I was not here last week, or it's better when I'm on the show?
It's a different type of show. I think I love Gordon, you add more juice to it, you're more livelier, and there's different format in your shows. Gordon was like more, and I enjoyed it, and I think it was good with Rick, but it was more like an old-time sports show because it was basically, X's and O's with sports.
Yep.
You're not kind of the different things that you guys get into.
Was it a tad bit boring, Ira?
No, much more informative, though, no, Ira? Like, you just felt like Gordon was really well-prepared, knew his stuff?
I thought Gordon was 100%, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for the update, Ira. Taking shots at your guy, Mike T, as well. That's fine. You know what? Let's break it all down. Max Scherzer back tonight for the Mets. No, this is what we want. This is what the people are looking for.
I didn't say it.
No, we'll break it all down. I mean, who's on the mound for the Yankees tonight?
It's constructive criticism, I think.
Who's on the? No, it's not. You know what? Fine. Then I take it and I run with it. All right, so Scherzer against Lodolo tonight. Scherzer makes his return after he's been out for about 6 weeks. 6:40. I like the earlier start. He's 5-1 so far this season, and for the Yankees, they visit the Pirates. Tyone, in his 9-1 record, goes up against Quintana, whoever the hell that is. He's 1-4. Jose Quintana, former White Sox, former Cub, the lefty starter.
Oh, my goodness.
It's good stuff.
That's great stuff.
Actually, that's what you're looking for.
Break it down.
What do you want? I can break it down. I'm on MLB.com right now. I can break it all down for you.
Why don't we go through some of the at-bats the other day, maybe with the Mets, no?
Is that what you like? We could do that. I mean, last night, Mets jump out to a 3-0 lead. Nimmo hits a big home run, and then Brandon Drury, right, former Met, former Yankee, hits a 3-run homer. I was on the verge of getting angry, actually, watching the game.
Let me ask you a question about that.
Yes.
Because Drury's one of the names that's come up.
I don't want Brandon Drury.
Okay. I mean, last night, it ended up being last night because, God forbid, you play an afternoon game. That's his career high in home runs. That would scare me a little bit, I think. As like I'm bringing him on, and he's already, we're not even halfway through the season yet, and he's set his career high in home runs. Like at some point, doesn't that have to level off a little bit?
Who, Brandon Drury?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't move the needle for me at all.
Well, he's been one of the names that people are talking about.
No, you know what's coming back that I like? Travis Jankowski is coming back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably this weekend. No, if you told me that my big acquisition or one of the acquisitions I make is Brandon Drury, no thank you.
I'll tell you what, too. Being at that game on Sunday, I mean, just being at Citi Field is the best. Beautiful day out. But we were just talking about Julius Randle and how it went from last season. How it went from, I mean, the year before MVP, he had right. just...
You're going to say Lindor much better?
No. Just like the whole Diaz thing, from where it started to where it is now.
He's a stud.
Dude, the people hear those trumpets, they go freaking crazy. And then it's like, you start talking, like the second he comes out, you know, you're at one of those games, it's like you just start talking to people and it's like, oh, what a great trade that was. I'm like, oh, wow. Has that whole narrative changed?
I wouldn't stand by and say it was a great trade. But I will say that Edwin Diaz is a guy that when he takes the mound now, you're excited by him. He's good. I mean, Edwin Diaz is one of the best closers in baseball.
But I think that's another perfect example of what you need to do in New York. Like to go from, I mean, that was one of the most criticized moves that the Mets have made.
Because you traded the jewel of the farm system.
What you thought was going to be, to bring
now,
on...
Now, he hasn't panned out yet. Cano was a disaster, and Diaz was not good and now is good. So really
because the thinking is, right, like, I'm going to take on Robinson Cano's awful deal that no one wants because I want Diaz. Not, I'm going to take on the deal and then give you my best prospect to get Diaz.
You'd figure you'd give up nothing to have to take on that contract. Like, Diaz for... Kelnick would have been a fair deal. Diaz and Cano and that albatross of a contract for Kelnick. Now, it's worked out well, and I will be honest with you. It might make me a bad person. I think that's fair. Kelnick failing up to this point, it works for me.
Well, yeah, that's terrible to say because you want the kid to have success. But for the
I actually don't. Like, if he never materializes into anything, I would be pleased with that.
That's awful.
I said it's a terrible thing to say, but I don't want him to turn out to be a stud.
Well, who cares at this point if he turns out to be a stud?
I care.
You're getting exactly what you want from him. Well, this is what happens when you hire an agent as your GM, all right? You pay the price. Let's just be happy that Edwin Diaz has turned out all right.
So rank for me right now your trust in the Mets bullpen guys. Diaz clearly won. Who's two?
Clearly won.
Is Lugo two? Is Smith two?
I don't even know. Probably Smith now.
And he was not good at all last night.
So, I mean, that's the problem, though, is I don't...
You don't really trust the second guy at the moment.
Well, here's the thing, though, and I understand you have to... Your boy Holderman, too. You have to wait because you don't want to get... You know what I mean? Like, you'll get fleeced now. But, like, that's my only... When you ask me, when you ask me questions about the Mets, that's really the only one that causes me pause. Because I know it's going to get fixed, but can we wait? Like, am I going to be able to wait the whole month?
Well, you know what you
have next
week,
right? Do I look
up
all of a sudden and now the Braves have shot past us?
And you know what you have next week?
Yeah, I know.
A trip to Atlanta. Well, you have a very reasonable schedule this week. You have two more games against Cincinnati, and then you have four against Miami. So, at a minimum, you go 1-1 and 3-1, so you're looking at 4-2. If I give you 4-2 the rest of the week, that's a good week. And then you win last night, 5-2 this week against these two teams.
And then I got the Cubs.
Who are dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
How many are they in Atlanta for? Three or four?
They are in Atlanta for three.
For three. So as long as you don't get swept, you're okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Atlanta what? How many more times?
Oh, you have a bunch more Atlanta.
Yeah, what is it, 15 more times with Atlanta?
You have a bunch. And that's going to decide the division. How you do against Atlanta is going to decide this division.
Yeah, which is crazy where they were at to where we are now. But still, like, I mean, again, if the low water mark for the Mets is going 13-12 in a month, I mean, that's not awful.
Listen, you knew you were going to come back to real life at some point. You're 50-30. You're on pace to win 100-plus games. The Braves are a good team, all right? I mean, Acuna's now healthy. Their starting pitching is excellent. Their bullpen is now much better. That's a good baseball team. I understand that you're upset that the lead has gone from 10.5 to 3.5. I have a buddy, and I guess you're just conditioned like this now. And every day he's like, now it's 3.5. Now it's 2.5. I'm like, shut up. The Mets have not fallen apart here. The Mets are not playing dreadful baseball.
No, Braves are just playing great baseball.
And that's bound to happen. You know, the Yankees are having a dream season right now. They have an insurmountable lead in this division. Although RJ and I were just talking, with as good as the Yankees have been, 58-22, the Astros are not that far out for that number one seed overall in the American League.
No, it's amazing that the Astros, I mean, what they've been able to do. I mean, you lose Springer, then you lose Correa. And this is, again, but I mean, Alvarez is right there in the MVP conversation. I know Judge right now is the guy, but Alvarez is right there.
Otani's got to be there, too.
Pena steps in, and speaking of the Angels, did you see the disgust with, did you see the video of Mike Trout in center field?
Yes.
How disgusted he was? He's got to get out of there.
They're not going to let him go.
Well, I know, but if Otani, like Otani said, he wants to win. If he leaves, Mike Trout's just going to be left there by himself.
I firmly believe Otani's going to be a Met.
How nice would that be?
Oh, amazing. You see what he's done on the mound lately?
You want Otani or Soto?
All right. How about this for Cuddle Mary Trash on a Tuesday?
Ugh.
Judge, Otani, Soto. Judge, Otani, Soto.
I would marry Otani.
Uh-huh.
I would cuddle Soto and I would trash.
You're trashing Aaron Judge, huh?
Well, he just could age.
Right.
How about, could you imagine that rotation, though?
Well,
if you had,
are you keeping DeGrom in this scenario?
Of course, I'm keeping DeGrom. You think the Braves get him?
So I'm going DeGrom, Scherzer now. But Scherzer, his deal expires when Otani is a free agent, right?
Well, isn't Otani a free agent after next year?
Correct.
Yeah, so Scherzer's got 3 years. He signed a 3-year deal.
So you could have all those guys for 1 year under your umbrella, huh?
How sexy would that be? Look at you thinking right now. The wheels
would be
turning.
A lot. Although I'm just thinking about the age of that rotation.
Yeah, it would be up there.
DeGrom is not young. Scherzer will be in his 40s at that point. But Otani's young, and McGill is young, and Carrasco, and that'd be a lot. So Otani is the prize jewel for you in the free agent class coming up next year.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen, you just mentioned it, what he's doing pitching lately? And the other thing, too, is like once you, like if at some point you have to choose, just because it ends up being just too much as he gets older, like if he just focused on just hitting.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine with me. He's trying to do both now, but if he just focuses on the hitting.
Now, he doesn't play anywhere in the field, though, right? He's solely a DH, correct?
Which is fine. No, I think he can play the field if he needed to.
Can he? Can he play the outfield a little bit?
I think he can, yeah.
All right, so then that works out.
He's a freakish athlete, man. He can run. He's got crazy power. Like
And he's huge. I don't think people realize how big Otani is.
No, people don't realize how big he is. That's a big, thick man.
It's an enormous, enormous guy. So what are you looking for from Scherzer tonight? Realistically, if I offer you 5 1/3 of 2-run ball at 88 pitches, you take it, right?
I'll take it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, those two guys, especially number one being DeGrom, really, really dictates what my expectation level for this team is moving forward.
Every start he makes, so he made the start the other day at A-ball. Every start he makes, are you like, holding your breath, because that's how I am.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't be. I mean, right? The guy, it seemed like even during in the midst of his historic, start to last season, it was always something that crept up. Like it was, this hurts, so it's back to the MRI. This back to the MRI. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then he has all the time off, comes back, and has a stress reaction. It has to be how he throws, just the velocity
that
he throws.
He throws 100 miles an hour consistently.
Well, that's not stopping. I mean, clearly that's not stopping.
And you know what? I'm not bothered by that. Let's hear from DeGrom. We'll continue the conversation. He was asked, here's the question and the answer. Go ahead.
How's your shoulder feel right now?
It feels 100%. So make sure moving forward that it feels good and, continue from there.
So it feels good now. I mean, that's knock on wood, right? At least for the moment.
He's kind of a pain in the ass, though, if I'm being honest.
Why?
With the injury stuff, because it's always like he always feels like he needs to, like, it's 100%. It's like, I feel like I pull him aside and be like, listen, we're happy that it's 100%. Please, we're trying to take it slow with you. You feel great. That's awesome. Let's ease you in the right way so we don't have to deal with this again. Like, it's almost like he's always, like, kind of, like, putting, it's like back in the Mets' lap, like, putting pressure on them.
What, he like, I want to get back out there, let's
Yeah,
go.
Like, it's 100%. Like, if I would be pitching right now.
No, come on. You got to save him from himself a little bit here.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like he wants to be saved, though.
Well, you know what? You have big boys running this organization now. You have a legitimate, you don't have an agent as GM. You have a real manager. You're not going to do anything stupid with him.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So it's clearly something that they've talked about. He said mechanics. He's worked on some of his mechanics. I have to imagine at some point someone has said to him, listen, Jake, like, we don't need you throwing 100 and 101 all the time. Like, pick your spots. You got your stuff is nasty enough where, like, dial it down to 97, 98. Like, that's good, solid. And then when you need it, we know you have it. And what does he do in single A out of the gate?
Over 100.
100, 100, 101.
Yeah. But that's who he is. Rick, I would think that you would actually understand this. If they told you can't, you know, I don't know, kick your right leg out, right? You can't, like, extend it all the way. Like, go 80%, but you can't kick. And you're in the midst of a game. It can't be so easy just to do what they tell you and not what you're so conditioned to do as an athlete.
No, I understand that, and I have a ton of respect for it. I just think at a certain point, like, he's already said he wants to opt out and everything else. Like, if you sat me down and said, hey, listen, because you have no cartilage in your knee, we're going to need you to avoid, you know, doing a couple things, I would attempt at least to do it just to try to.
He has no interest. That's who he is. That's who he's been. That's what defines him, and if he's going to ratchet it up and throw 101 miles an hour.
And listen, great, and I respect that, and hopefully it works out. Hopefully he stays healthy because that's in our best interest for him to be healthy.
I got to tell you, one more injury, and I can't, like, I'm off the bandwagon. I can't take any more with him. The guy hasn't pitched in a year.
I understand that.
Well, we'll see. I guess he's going to make another start this weekend, and then we'll get closer.
Friday, I think.
Yeah, the expectation is early August right now. For DeGrom. All right, Raymond. Three stars.
Today's three stars.
We'll see what comes first. The injury when you hop off the bandwagon or him signing with the Braves.
Number three.
Nice. That's really, really classy, Raymond.
We finally got some information.
Hope you get a flat tire
Cassie,
right on that mountain.
Cassie finally met the suit guy. No. Although, in a good news, bad news situation, we still didn't get the motive. So, Rick, I would like, if possible, we can get a possible motive for the suit, full regalia.
It doesn't even work.
By tomorrow.
Yeah, but best news is Cassie didn't end up in his basement.
That is the good news. That is the good news. Cassie is still very much alive
feeding
and well.
His cat in the basement.
Number two.
Welcome back to the show. The both of you, Rick, was very well prepared.
I got multiple computers, iPad, notepads.
Really?
Got a new pen.
A new pen?
Yes.
Tell me about the pen.
This is a nice pen. Yeah, that's nice.
Dave was feisty as always, complaining about music, dismissive about pitching matchups.
And for the Yankees, they visit the Pirates. Tyone and his 9-1 record goes up against Quintana, whoever the hell that is. He's 1-4.
We'll try to keep Dave nice and happy tomorrow.
Number one.
Always this time of year, it's always about the hot dogs.
Big, thick, beautiful, juicy hot dogs.
Joey Chestnut puts away 63, which I guess was the under, while on crutches, while dealing with protesters. So, you know, just hot dogs.
Don LaGreca's House of Hot Dogs. 1-800-EAT-ME.
All right. And there you have it. We're back. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Plague a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.